So the Jewish-owned and Jewish-controlled ABC News doesn't even let you play a video of the Jew who got nabbed for sex trafficking. Another one. You click on the ABC. It's got a button, but if you click on that, nothing happens. Nothing. Nothing. And it just goes right to John Brennan. A report on the indictment of John Brennan, the non-Jew. So they're not going to let you... The only reason the Jewish... owned and Jewish-controlled ABC News even has a report about a prominent investor who is the main man in the George Soros, the Jewish George Soros sabotage operation on the United States and on our gender and on our children and on our economy and on our global standing. Yeah, it's George Soros, right? The attack on the family, the attack on the children, the attack on the genders. That's George Soros financing that, along with all the other prominent Jews. It's an attack on every single American. That's George Soros, disguised as liberal. It's not liberal. It's a destruction of the Goyim. It's a destruction of Caucasians. That's what George Soros is about. And they destroy it from the inside by destroying the family, by destroying our sense of dignity, by destroying our sense of decency and morality. That's how the Jews destroy our society. I'm a liberal, a real liberal. I don't support anything that these fucking Jews who are calling themselves liberal, they're not liberal. They're fascist scum disguising themselves as liberal. If you want to know a liberal, Harry Vox is a liberal, a real liberal. In the tradition of John Stuart Mill, John Locke, the people who created it, Charles Sanders Peirce. These are the foundational elements of real liberalism. You educate yourself, you work, you enjoy the fruits of your labor, right? You have basic civil rights, rights to privacy. That's liberalism, right? Not Jew boy liberalism, which is now Palantir. and assassinations. Anyway, so let's look at this other Jew boy who got nabbed. And let me tell you something, too. This is ABC News, so all the baby boomers can't call it a conspiracy theory because it's on one of their favorite networks. Right? So the baby boomer only believes things. They only believe it. If it's on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, BBC, whatever. All the fake news. That's the fake corporate news. It's fake. That's the fake news. It's fake. Maybe when they say it's Wednesday or something. Okay. They got that part. They told the truth about what day it is. You know. But everything else in those Jew boy news networks, all that Jew news, that's all fake. It's all lies. So you take whatever the Jew says on ABC News, usually, generally, and you take it the opposite. So when the Jews on the Jewish-owned networks tell you this person is a hero, no, that person's a scumbag. And when you say this person's an evil terrorist, that person's a freedom fighter. Remember, you take the exact opposite of what the Jew is saying. That's the truth, or at least it's a hell of a lot closer to the truth than what that Jewish liar is telling you is the truth. And that's easy to prove. So it's not like it's even challenging. If you just have a slight interest in reality, in navigating this world with a compass that's based on something that's real, then this formula works out. I'll repeat that formula. Whatever the Jew media says, you take the exact opposite. And then you're going to at least be accurately getting the truth or a hell of a lot closer to the truth than what the Jew is telling you. Okay, that's a Harry Vox law. That's one of the rules, but that should be one of the laws of the universe. That should be a law, the rule, a foundational truth that you teach the children. How, children? Listen, kids, we have these parasites called Jews among us. And they control everything because they have the money, and they've had the money for 2,000 years. So you're throughout your life, you're going to be the target of these Jews because you're not a Jew. So you're the target. They're going to target you. They're going to come after you. They want your stuff. Primarily, they want your money, but they also want you dead. And so whenever you hear a Jew on the television saying something, you take the exact opposite of that, okay? Just remember that. Beware of the Jews, little children. Yeah. So here's this fucking piece of shit. Retired investment banker. They tried to make it like he retired. This guy was one of the main men of George Soros' organization, right? He was arrested at his home, trafficked women in luxury hotels with all that money that he stole from non-Jews, because where do the Jews get the money from? They get it from non-Jews. Jews don't rip off each other. They just rip us off, okay? Jews have deals with each other, right? Jews do have a deal. That's what the Kahal made it clear. The Book of the Kahal. K-A-H-A-L. Kahal. The Book of the Kahal, right? That was a book that was written it was in Minsk when that was part of the Russian Empire back in, well, it was a guy named Jacob Brafman wrote the Book of the Kahal. He was a Jew who ended up being hired by the Jews of Minsk to organize their paperwork or organize their organization. And he got a chance to see, the inner workings of the Jewish community. And that's where he discovered this thing that they call the Kahal, which is still in existence today. They don't refer to it as the Kahal today, but they have it in various different names. And who knows where the locus of Jewish power sits. You know, you have these Jewish Zionist organizations, international Zionist organizations, the American Zionist organizations, you have the Israeli-American public affairs, and you have so many Jewish organizations, and you have the mega group back a decade and a half or more ago. Mega group, which is a bunch of Jews who had a lot of money. And so I think the locus of Jewish power, the center of Jewish power that commands all other aspects of Jewish power, I think that's shifts occasionally. But back in the day in Russia, in the city of Minsk, we saw how the inner workings of the Kahal worked. And how it worked was, if the Jews agree not to compete with other Jews, the enemy is the Goyim. The Goyim, as they call us. Goyim, right? So when you listen to these Jews, they go, Goyim, Goyim, Goyim. That's us. Now, Goyim is not a term of endearment. It's a very, very, very disparaging term. It's a derogatory, disgusting way, but that's the way they look at us, as Goyim, Goyim, G-O-Y-I-M, Goyim, Goyim, and we're the Goyim. And in Minsk, Russia, back in the late 1700s to the early 1840s or something like that, or 1830s or something like that, these are the documents that Jacob Brafman examined when he was making an assessment of the Jewish community back then. And when he was writing about the Kahal, some of the aspects of the Kahal is, if a Jew in the city of Minsk looked up on the hill and found a beautiful mansion that was owned by a goyim, right? If that Jew saw that mansion up on the hill and said, wow, that's a beautiful mansion, I want that. He went down to the Kahal and he paid them a fee. He bought the mansion. He didn't deal with it with the government of Minsk or the person who owns it. No, they never knew about this deal. This deal was just amongst this secretive little organization called the Kahal. All right? Okay, so he would pay the Kahal money to guard that house. That's my house now. No other Jew could go after that Goyim's house, right? Because he bought it. He paid. Now, he has the right now to work on that Goyim. Now, how is he going to work on that Goyim to get that mansion away from that Goyim? How is the Jew going to work on that mansion? Well, they could try it a number of ways. Pestilence, plague, sickness, poisoning, loans. Whatever the Jew could do to get that mansion, it's okay. Because they're Goyim. And when you read the Talmud says you can steal whatever you want. This is their religious Bible. This is their Bible, the Jewish Bible. I call it toilet paper, right? But it's their Bible, right? It's their religious text. And when you read the Talmud, this disgusting, thoroughly disgusting document, when you read this disgusting crap, it's all full of stuff like you could rape three-year-olds, you could steal whatever you want from the Goyim, oh, you could hire the Goyim and make them work, but you don't have to pay the Goyim. Just don't take my word for it. I mean, before somebody spouts off and says, oh, you're being unfair, you're being anti-Semitic. Just read the fucking thing and shut the fuck up. Right? The Talmud is basically a guidebook on how to screw over and kill white people. Basically. It's about how to screw everyone else. That's the Talmud. And how to rape children. Okay. Isn't that nice? They could buy your house without you even knowing about it. And then before you know it, you get sick and die. And Howard Rubin, 70 years old, Jew boy, and his former personal assistant are charged with sex trafficking and transporting for the purposes of prostitution. It's remarkable. It's remarkable that this Jewish rat got caught. Because, you know, and it's even more surprising, it's on ABC News, but ABC News didn't want to cover this story. Because ABC News is Jewish. Jews don't cover reports about other Jews. The only reason it's on ABC, the Jewish-owned ABC, the only reason it's on the Jewish-controlled ABC and Jewish-owned ABC is because they didn't have a choice. Everyone else was covering the story. And if they didn't cover the story, so they figured, okay, we want to help out the Jewish rapist, of course, because, you know, we're Jewish rapists ourselves, okay. But everybody's talking about the arrest of Howard Rubin, the prominent billionaire Jew assistant for George Soros. So we don't really have much of a choice. We better cover it. But we'd like to cover it up. And as soon as they get Trump out and you got AOC or Gavin Newsom as the next president, and that's what I'm predicting, Trump is going to get us into some kind of nuclear incident. Nuclear war, and then everybody's going to say, nope, we don't want this anymore, and then they're going to vote for AOC. She's going to promise no nuclear war, and Gavin Newsom, no nuclear war, but you're going to wish you were evaporated, because they're going to evaporate your money. They're going to make sure the middle class is in the dirt, all right? Gavin Newsom and AOC, their job that the Jews are paying them for is to destroy, once and for all, the middle class. That's the point. The purpose of Gavin Newsom and the purpose of AOC is to point the finger at the middle class and look at all the underclass, which is growing, the poor people of the United States, which is a growing population, because more and more people that formerly were in the middle class are now in the poor They're poor now, and the plan is to make all of the middle class poor. That's the plan. That's the Jewish plan, and they're racing towards that plan. Trump's a big part of it, too. Trump's a big part of it. Trump is getting the greasing the wheels for the total destruction of the pension plans and the 401ks, because there's massive amounts of billions and billions and billions, and he knows that the old people aren't paying attention, because the old people are watching this Jewish garbage called ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, MSNBC. That's what the old people are watching. And on those Jewish controlled brainwashing operations whose purpose is for the destruction of the middle class. Yeah. Okay. They're not telling them, hey, there's bad economic times coming. No. They're saying everything's fine. America's strong. The economy's great. That's what the Jews are telling us. As the Jews get out of the green paper, the green useless paper, and transform themselves into gold assets, right? That's what they're up to now. Okay. Turn up my phone off. That's what it's about now. Transferring the money from the pension funds and the 401ks to Jew boy. Yeah, yes, yep. And those pension funds, whether it's a carpenter, steam fitter, plumbers union, whatever it is, teachers pension fund, there's trillions of dollars in the pension funds. You don't think these Jews are licking their chops to get those trillions of dollars and all the money that's in the 401ks? They're getting ready to steal it. They're getting ready to steal every nickel from every American. Right? I don't have a 401k. Fuck your 401k. I don't have a pension plan. I would never pay into some plan, hoping that the trustees of that plan aren't gonna rip you off. Well, I'm sorry. Those trustees of your pension fund, your pension plan, those trustees, there's usually three or four of them, they've already been invited out to the yachts of Steven Schwartzman or the Larry Finks or whatever Jew setup they have. Or they went to the luxury apartment, they went to the party, they got drunk, and they were filmed having sex with underage girls. No, that's a conspiracy, says the people that are watching the television. But we already know that that's what they're doing. They're all being invited out to these Jewish sex traps, these underage sex traps. That's what the Epstein operation was a underage sex blackmailing operation where they videotaped you having sex with children. Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, no. The TV never told me any of this. You're a conspiracy theory because the TV channel, Oprah Winfrey on The View, never mentioned this. So it can't be true. Can you imagine how dumb you have to be to trust a single thing on the fucking television? That's all they have, the elderly. All they have is TV. So they're going to get the fucking of a lifetime. They're going to lose their money. Trump is coming after, it's not Trump. Trump on his own would probably not want your pension fund raided by the Steven Schwartzmans of Blackstone Group or the Larry Finks of BlackRock Group. Trump probably, left to his own devices, would probably like to see the elderly keep their pension funds. Okay, but Trump is not acting on his own beliefs or anything like that. Trump is a slave to Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump is a slave to Larry Fink. Most Americans have never heard that name. My viewers know who Larry Fink is. The town that I live in here, you go around and ask any elderly person in this town, do you know who Larry, have you ever heard the name Larry Fink? Have you ever heard of BlackRock? Have you ever heard of Blackstone Group? No. The largest company in the world that owns all other companies, they've never heard of it. BlackRock. Never heard of it. So, we're going from a society where there's a generational shift. So the my mother's generation and the baby boomer generation and the Generation X and the millennial generation, all these things, each has a different characteristic. Okay. The generation that fought in World War II, they call that the silent generation, World War II, and my mother's generation, they trust and believe everything the government says, everything their doctor says, everything the TV says. It's all true. Why would they lie to us, says people that were in my mother's generation. You're crazy if you think that the government could lie. There's something wrong with you. My doctor would never lie. I believe everything my doctor says. Well, that's why they're dying at a rapid rate. Okay. The baby boomers tend to trust every single thing that the TV, if it's on the TV, it's real. Because the baby boomers are still getting most of their information from the TV. Still. Gen X is a little bit different. Gen X is the internet generation, right? Born, and when the internet was, they had access to the internet as young adults. Okay. So that generation, for the first time, saw facts that were markedly different from the stuff that the Jews were putting on the Jewish television network. It's the first time we saw something that stood out. It was a little bit different, right? Okay, then you got the millennials, right? And they've been so bombarded, because by that time, the internet had already now started to become infiltrated by the ABC, CBS, BBC, so we see now the infiltration of the lie into the once truthful space. So when the internet first came out, I had a big presence on it with Vox Fox, VOXFUX, and Vox NYC. This was one of the most popular alternative news sites on the internet. It was one of the most popular news sites on the internet, not just alternative, because when I started putting my large websites up in the early days of the internet, ABC, CBS, NBC were not even on the internet. They were too busy saying, pay no attention to these people on the internet. They're full of crap because they're not saying what we're saying. We're just feeding you a bunch of lies, and they're telling you the truth. So pay no attention to those internet people. Okay. But that didn't last too long. People started realizing, no, there's a lot of credible information on the internet. You're lying to us when you say the internet is, bullshit. But they did that for the first 10 years of the internet. So for the first 10 years of the internet, all the major newspapers, all the major television news networks, all of them said, pay no attention. These people are crazy. And that's because for the first time, somebody who had a $200 laptop computer can basically put out the truth. And that truth could get widely disseminated. And the Jewish-owned media, they hated that. You see, the Jew hates the truth. The Jew cannot survive unless they can control the lie, right? That's how the Jew works. The Jew only survives on violence, genocide, sneakiness, lies, deception, bribery, blackmail. If they lost all of those attributes, the Jew would disappear. There would not be any Jews. You wouldn't see, they wouldn't have any power or anything. That people would just say, please get the fuck out of here. You're annoying me, you know. But since they have the money, they get the Marco Rubios of the world to suck their Jew dick. And they get the Trumps of the world to suck it off, right? He tried to get a $25 million bond so the Jew could get out of jail because he saw what happened to the other two Jews that they got in. Eh? I think Weinstein is out already. I think Harvey Weinstein is already out. Oh, they sprung that Jew. Let's see if they could spring this Jew. And then ABC will come back and say, see, they were wrong. This Jew's good. You know, he just tortured a couple women. Those women might have been exaggerating. So basically what he was doing is he was torturing them, electrocuting them. He had a dungeon. He had a sex dungeon put up in his apartment, in his wealthy, rich apartment in New York City. And when you walked into one of the rooms, it was a bondage room that was painted red, and they locked the door behind you, and then they tied you up, tortured you, and electrocuted your genitals and your breasts. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Oh, the 70, isn't that, well, imagine you go and get invited to the 70-year-old Jew billionaire's house, and then they abduct you, kidnap you, tie you up, and start electrocuting your genitals. Isn't that nice? Jews are such nice people. Oh, not every Jew is doing that. You know, you have to put in that, you know, that perfunctory, you know. Okay, not every Jew is tying people up and electrocuting their genitals. So for many years, Howard Rubin and Jennifer Powers, who was only like 45 years old or something like that, spent $1 million to finance the commercial sexual torture of multiple women. What the fuck? Oh my God. The defendants allegedly exploited Rubin's status as a rich Jew, right, to ensnare their prospective victims and force them to endure unthinkable physical trauma before silencing any outcries with threats of legal recourse. So he would threaten to sue them after he tortured them. Who the fuck? These people think they are. According to the criminal charges, from at least 2009 through 2019, Rubin recruited dozens of women to engage in commercial sex acts with him, involving bondage, discipline, dominance, submission, and sadomasochism. Lovely. And here's the piece of shit right there. Of course, he's much older now, because that's in 2013. The indictment includes 10 women who Rubin brutalized them, causing them to fear for their safety and causing severe pain and injuries. Nice guy. George Soros organization, right? That's your George Soros. And here he is attending the Center for Comprehensive Health Practice Early Childhood Development Center Gala. Oh, he's going to be there, and he's going to sell it. He's being celebrated by the group that's all about the early childhood development. Oh, isn't that so nice that people have such that we don't care if there's no vetting of anybody. If you're a Jew, there's no vetting. If you're a Jew, you can do whatever the Jew wants to do. That's how our society works. You're Jewish. They don't check you. No background checks, man. You can do whatever you want. Oh yes, let's celebrate him as somebody who's there to help children develop, the Childhood Development Center. What a disgusting nation that we've allowed these fucking Jewish rats to destroy us like this. It's just disgusting that we're so afraid to say the J word. Okay, I'll say it. This fucking Jewish rat needs to go to prison for the rest of his life. No, not this Zionist rat. No, not this Israeli rat. This Jew rat. There you go. The Jew rat needs to go to prison for the rest of that life of the Jew rat. The Jew rat. He's a Jewish rat, like so many of the Jewish rats in our midst. Oh no! Trump worships them, and he's quickly making new laws that say you can't call this guy a Jew fucking rat. He's making laws. Trump's all about Jews, because they have him on film at Epstein's place. They have something on him. Or they've threatened his life, or they threatened the life of his family. They probably, it's very, very, very plausible that they just said, Trump, do you know how fast we can have a bullet in your head? Do you realize how easy it is for us to just kill you? That's what Netanyahu probably told Trump. Said, look, Donald, I've known you a long time, but I'm going to tell you this. If the survival of the Jewish people is in jeopardy, and if you, America does not support our rampant, you know, genocidal lunacy, right? You don't think that with our long history, we can take care of even you. We can have you dead in a minute, Donald. And I think Trump realizes that there's no way you can escape from the Jewish assassins. You just can't. And so he's going along with it. They could threaten his family. They probably already have the dirt on his family. They probably have video footage of one of his kids, one of his sons, engaged in something. They set you up and they threaten you. That's how it works in the upper echelons of power. It's a threat and blackmail operation. Now, I know some people, and I know, and you know, we find this out from the great works of Whitney Webb and others who have delved into the sex trafficking of these Jews. But I've heard the great reporting of Whitney Webb, but I've heard that she's like, yes, we don't want to focus on the sexual component because the financial and the arms dealing was probably the bigger aspect of that component. And what I'm saying is, no, it's not. Absolutely, it's not, because there's no such thing as penalties for financial crimes in the United States, no more. The last time that somebody's got in trouble for financial crimes was decades ago. And it's only when it's absolutely the most ridiculous thing, like a Sam Bankman-Fried, something like that, okay. And even then, they're so reluctant to do anything, but it was overwhelming. They couldn't not. But generally speaking, there's no such thing as a Jew going to jail for financial crimes. It doesn't happen. Okay? Now, you could point out some instances in recent years, like I say, the Sam Bankman-Fried situation. But generally, the American people have been, like, so beaten and brainwashed. And they all say, If you say, well, this guy stole all this money, he's involved in all these financial, these illegal financial transactions and arms trading and all that stuff. The American people have been so dumbed down that their response is just a partisan, right? If that person's from the opposite party, they'll say shame on that person. But the main thing that they'll always say, the American has been brainwashed. Every time you try to say, well, this guy's involved in this politician here, a politician X has been involved in these financial crimes, then what do the American people say? Oh, everybody's involved in financial crimes. Yeah, okay. So only sex crimes with underage girls is the only way, or boys, it's the only way really that you got a slam dunk, right? If you got video of them having sex with an underage girl, that's it. Financial crimes, dude, everybody does it. Even me, I'm saying that. Everybody does it, you see? Yeah, nobody cares. Financial, you could get caught stealing $100 million and the American people, especially if it's from the other party, because it's everybody's on team blue or team red. So if you're a blue person and the person on team red said, "Oh, that's terrible. I'm going to talk about this for a day and then forget about it." But if it's a team blue person that got caught with $100 million financial crime and you're on team blue, you go, "Everybody does that." So only sex crimes with underage girls too, because if it's a sex crime with an adult, you're in the same thing with the financial crimes. Oh, everybody does that. See? Back in the 1940s and 20s, if you got caught in an extramarital affair with an adult woman, yes, that could have gotten you in some trouble. Yes. Yeah. And if you got caught in a financial crime in the 1920s and it got exposed, yep. Back then, they did something about it. But in the year 2025, sexual extramarital affair with an adult woman is nothing. And a financial crime where you got caught stealing $100 million, nothing. Only sexual contact with a person under the age of 18. That's it. That's like, that is because there's just straight up laws about that. And once they show you that they got you on the thumb drive, right? Because the idea is how the Jews control the American political process is not through financial crimes. In some cases, there may be. There's always financial crimes present, but that's not the slam dunk. That's not the slam dunk. The slam dunk is a sexual crime. That's the slam dunk. And the slam dunk comes when they arrest you, not when they throw you in jail. That's not a slam dunk. That's a failure. The slam dunk is when they show you the thumb drive, plug it in a laptop, and you watch yourself engaged in that setup that they set you up in the yacht, in that mansion, in that hotel room, wherever they got you tricked into having sex with the underage girl, wherever they did that, they show you the video of it. And they don't release it to the public. That's the whole idea. Because then you lose control of that person. Then the criminal justice takes the person and then you don't have somebody who's blackmailable. Okay? So you show them the video. See, we have the footage of you having sex with the underage girl. We got the video. So now you work for us. You work for us. Yeah. And you're going to do everything we say, congressman, senator, or president. You're going to do whatever we tell you, or else we make this thumb drive public. That's how they control. Not financial crimes. Just remember this. Financial crimes largely do not figure prominently in the minds of the American people. That's just how it is. That's reality, man. The Jews know this reality. So what I'm saying is, Russia, can you please start setting up sex crimes and ensnaring our politicians in sex crimes ASAP? ASAP! Start hooking up American politicians with underage girls immediately. Because I'll say this, that the Russians are only about 1,000 times more decent than these Jew rats. The Russians care for their children. They're good Christians. They're white Christian people. They're just like us. They care about their families. They care about the well-being of their neighborhoods and their communities. They care about the safety of their children. The Jews want nothing but the destruction of our neighborhoods, the destruction of our families, and the rape of our children in their networks. That's where all these Ukrainian children, these missing children, went to. They went to the Israeli-run child sex networks and the Israeli-run organ transplant, organ trafficking networks. 100%. 100%. And there's reports that there's 80,000 children missing from the Ukraine. You better believe that the illegal organ harvesting, the organ trafficking networks are full of the organs of 10-year-olds and 6-year-olds and 14-year-olds, and the child and the attractive ones are in Qatar, Israel, Saudi Arabia, UAE, that whole crescent there, the whole Israel and the Emirates and all the Arab nations, that's where the children are ending up at 100%, 100%. They can't. It's not feasible to be transporting Ukrainian child sex victims into a network in the United States. It's probably a hell of a lot more difficult. In Israel, it's a cinch. In Saudi Arabia, that has got to be the most horrifying reality for those poor children. Absolutely horrifying to be snatched off the street in Ukraine, Kiev, by Jewish child traffickers and sold to the Arab countries, like these Arab monarchies, to never see the light of day. Or I don't know what happens to these poor children after they get raped. But the child rape networks that are in this world, that are run by Israel, because they're the only ones who can. They're the only ones who can run such networks with complete impunity. Absolutely beyond the reach of the law. We know this because you just type in, is former Israeli military person in Colombia, in the country of Colombia, Latin America, got caught running a child sex brothel of underage girls for Israeli customers. He got caught because he was operating it in broad daylight in Colombia. And what happens when they catch a Jew doing a crime, especially like a child sex crime? What happens to that Jew? Does he go to jail in that country? No. He gets deported back to Israel, where he's good. It's all good. No prison. No prison. If you're running a child sex brothel and you get caught and you're a Jew, you get deported to Israel, you're good to go. You're good. You're free. Yeah. Isn't that nice? There's no punishment for running a brothel full of 12-year-old girls. No punishment. Zero punishment. Why is that? Why is that? Why are Jews running the illegal organ harvesting networks? And you could just look this up. Amazingly enough, these Jew rats haven't even been, you know, you'd think that they would have washed Google of it, but you can actually still find some of this on Google. And that's why I don't like to tell the truth sometimes about these matters, because then the Jews immediately, because they watch my show, Israeli Intelligence, and they'll say, Harry's right. You can still search in Google stories about how Israel is running the illegal organ harvesting and child sex trafficking networks. We better do something about that. And then they fix it. So that's why I kind of don't even like to, you know, like I have to tell the news. I have to tell this story because there's so few people on this earth that are prepared to tell this story. So I'm one of them, okay? But, you know, after I tell the story, unfortunately, sometimes I think that it sends the Jew into action, let's say, to cover up that story. At first, federal prosecutors in Brooklyn and the commercials said the commercial sex acts primarily occurred at luxury hotels in Manhattan. He's a Jew, only the best. However, in 2011, Rubin leased a luxury penthouse apartment near Central Park. According to the indictment, Rubin and Powers transformed one of the bedrooms in the penthouse into a sex dungeon that was painted red and soundproofed, had a locked door, lock on the door so you couldn't get out, furnished with BDSM equipment to which women could be strapped, restrained, and contained devices to shock or electrocute them. Isn't that nice? In another report, they were talking about their genitals. ABC, Jewish, the Jewish ABC has cleansed that part out of it. Isn't that nice? So ABC, you can already see the Jewish ABC already trying to lessen the severity of this thing. Wow. So in other instances, regardless of whether Reuben had provided a safe word, the women were unable to object to Reuben's conduct because they were bound and or gagged during the sexual encounter. I would say it's not a sexual encounter. It's a violent encounter. In still other instances, women became unconscious during the sexual encounters, such that they were unable to consent. Why are they calling this sexual encounters? These were, I guess this was sadomasochistic sexual violent encounters. Look. If Reuben was satisfied with the way that the women had endured a violent encounter, a torture session, right, the woman received $5,000 per torture session. If he was dissatisfied, he paid them several thousand dollars less. Aw, isn't he such a nice guy? Aw. Yeah. She was accused to his aide. That's a nice aide. George Soros associated. Longtime assistant to Howard Rubin. The money manager for billionaire philanthropist George Soros. Arrested on sex trafficking charges last week, hid millions of dollars Reuben paid her from the government while living a lavish... Paid her from the government? What? A longtime assistant, however, a wealthy U.S. and money manager for George Soros. Hid millions of dollars Reuben paid her from the government? So he was getting his money from the government. Well, Jennifer Powers, who's charged with sex trafficking, and here, I don't know where she is there. They covered up her. There's her. Hid millions from the government. Nice girl, helping this Jew rat torture women. And that's what the Jews do. They get the goyim to do the dirty work for them. And this is what you see. Trump is a perfect example, right? Marco Rubio is a perfect example, right? Pete Hegseth is a perfect example. J.D. Vance is a perfect example. All of the senators are a perfect example, except for maybe Rand Paul, not into Jew world. Pretty much all of our congressmen, certainly all the ones that took that trip to Israel, fucking rats. They pleaded not guilty. Oh, it was a soundproof dungeon in his luxury Manhattan penthouse. They soundproofed one of the rooms so that the other billionaires that are up in that that have the other penthouse apartments around there, you know, couldn't hear the screams. He's such a nice man. How could he? Oh, I don't believe it. You know, believe me, the TV will get you to. The TV will get to, soon enough, give it some time, the TV will get the baby boomers to believe that this guy's innocent. You know, that's what the TV's for. But for now, yep. So, wake up. It's from the Eastern District of New York. Let's get that in view here. Oops, put that over here. Sex trafficking. No, let's see what happens. He's a billionaire. And when you're a Jew billionaire, you get away with murder or whatever kind of depraved sexuality, right? Sometimes. Not all the time. Good luck, America. You're going to need it.